this idea that the Ran said that the attitude is what counts, that when one transgresses a rabbinic institution, it's because his attitude is he mocks the rabbis, and that's why it's weightier to transgress a rabbinic institution. The idea that the attitude carries more weight is found in the Talmud. I'm saying we see it in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says all the nations will come and say, we want wages as though we kept the Torah. And God will say, but you didn't. And they'll say, you didn't give it to us. Give us a chance. And God will give them the mitzvah of sukkah. And then it'll be a boiling hot day. And they'll walk out of the sukkah and kick the sukkah. And then God will say, you see, I don't owe you any wages. Look at what you did. So then the Gemara asks, but we also leave a sukkah if it's very uncomfortable. So what's the issue with the fact that they left the sukkah? And the Talmud answers, yeah, but who asked them to kick the sukkah? When you leave a sukkah, it's with the thought, I wish I could stay. But to kick the sukkah, that's where there's going to be a claim against them. Why did you kick the sukkah as you left it? So we see that the attitude sometimes carries more weight than the action itself. The attitude is reflective of one's connection, as we discussed earlier, the idea of Yirat Shamayim, the connection to the mitzvos at large. And that's where the Ran wants to say that in transgressing a rabbinic institution, there's a big attitude problem. And that's why it's weightier.